Deputy Minister of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Muhammad Syafie, emphasized that tolerance and religious modernization are key to maintaining harmony amidst Indonesia's diversity. He conveyed this during the Minister of Religious Affairs Cahaya Ramadan program on Sunday. He stated that the true tolerance does not mean diminishing adherence to religious teachings, but rather strengthens the values of religions that promote peaceful coexistence.
Justru toleransi yang sesungguhnya itu bisa kita rajut ketika masing-masing penganut agama semakin...
True tolerance is achieved when each adherent of a religion becomes more devoted to their faith. I believe that if Hindus become more devoted to Hinduism, Buddhists become more devoted to Buddhism, Catholics become more devoted to their Catholic teachings, Christians in the same way, Confucians become more devoted to their beliefs, and Muslims become more devoted to Islam, I am confident that the teachings of these religions will urge their followers to live harmoniously with others, despite differences in faith.
Muhammad Syafie emphasized that strengthening religious values, promoting unity and peace, will help Indonesia achieve its vision as an advanced nation. He is also optimistic that tolerance and diversity will be key in realizing Indonesia's golden era in 2045. You're listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia Minister of Creative Economy Tuku Rifki Harsha stated that building a sustainable creative economy ecosystem requires hexahelix collaboration involving the government, business, academics, financial institutions, media, and communities. He expressed this during the signing of the MOU with the Minister of Trade and the National Cyber and Crypto Agency in Jakarta on Sunday. Rifki hopes the collaboration will ensure the success implementation of the Strategic Action Program for the creative economy and create 100,000 business spaces, absorbing up to 600,000 qualified workers.
Through this collaboration, we hope to create 100,000 business spaces for creative economy activists this year. If each creative economy activist hires 5 employees, this will absorb 600,000 workers.
Through this collaboration, we hope to create 100,000 business spaces for creative economy activists this year. If each creative economy activist hires 5 employees, this will absorb 600,000 workers. Rifki explained that collaboration between ministries strengthens the creative economy, with MOU supporting creative economy market and creative economy data programs. Indonesian Coordinating Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono urges collaborative efforts to tackle flooding in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi. Ramasyidki Pratama has the full reports.
Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, has called on all parties involved in addressing flooding in the Jabodetabek area to collaborate in formulating effective solutions. He made this call during a recorded message at a webinar hosted by the Meteorological, Climatological and Geophysical Agency on Monday. Yudhoyono emphasized the importance of fostering synergy and collaboration among the government, academia, researchers, local communities, and business stakeholders to build a more resilient and adaptive Indonesia.
Jadi, Bapak Ibu, para hadirin sekalian, mari sekali lagi kita...
Ladies and gentlemen, let us build effective collaboration. We must work together to find the best solutions as directed by President Prabowo Subianto so that we can all contribute to preventing natural disasters and ensure quick rehabilitation and reconstruction if the disaster cannot be prevented in advance. Yudhoyono explained that the flooding in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi, including the one earlier this March, is caused by long-standing issues. He emphasized that both solutions are needed, focusing on prevention and early intervention, as the region is frequently affected by floods due to land use changes, groundwater reduction, and its low-lying geography.
Chairperson of Commission 10 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Hetifah Saifuddin, expressed optimism that the Indonesian national team will perform more solidly against Bahrain on March 25, 2025. Hetifah emphasized that the Indonesia's chance to qualify for the 2026 World Cup remains open. The team needs to win against Bahrain and China and secure the points from Japan. The House remains confident that the national team can still make it to the World Cup. Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Commitment and Real Actions to End Tuberculosis in Indonesia with Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on commitment and real action to end tuberculosis in Indonesia. Today, March the 24th, is commemorated as World Tuberculosis Day or TB Day. This commemoration aims to strengthen the urgency to end tuberculosis, the world's deadliest infectious disease. This year's theme, Yes, We Can End TB, Commit, Invest, Deliver, is a bold call for hope, urgency, and accountability. To commemorate World TB Day this year, the Indonesian Ministry of Health has set the theme Indonesian Movement to End TB with Commitment and Real Action. Indeed, ending TB in Indonesia is the goal of the government. Quoting tbindonesia.org.id, based on the Global TB Report 2024, Indonesia ranks second in the world in terms of TB cases after India. It is estimated that there are 1,090,000 cases and 125,000 deaths each year. This data certainly must receive the attention of all Indonesian people because TB transmission is very easy. It can occur when a patient coughs, sneezes, or talks and is then inhaled by others through the respiratory tract. Indeed, the Indonesian government has implemented various programs to overcome TB, including providing free treatment for 6 months. Currently, TB is also one of the diseases examined in the Free Health Check program. Other programs carried out include collaboration with various parties to end TB in Indonesia. One of them is the use of artificial intelligence AI in the health system so that it can provide a significant positive impact. Quoting kemendes.go.id, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that this AI-based technology will open up great opportunities to analyze medical data more quickly and accurately, providing a positive impact on both patients and medical personnel. The programs carried out by the central and regional governments and also communities to end TB in Indonesia still face quite significant challenges. One of them is actually from the patient themselves, especially related to low awareness to undergo TB treatment until complete. In fact, this plays a major role in efforts to eliminate TB. For this reason, family support is needed so that patients are not only aware but also tenacious and committed to recovering. Learning from the COVID-19 pandemic, healthy living behavior and health protocols are actually a valuable lesson that can be applied in eradicating TB. Good habits that have been carried out during the COVID-19 pandemic should continue to be carried out. TB patients must always wear masks to prevent transmission, especially in places that have the potential to spread it. Non-patients are also advised to wear masks in public places as part of vigilance. Hopefully, the commitment and real action taken by the government will soon end TB in Indonesia. That was commentary today.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or known better as B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on 25th of June 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad.
Indonesia.
Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. you can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Kau perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu. Apakah ini jadi, oh oh oh. Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika kau ingin pergi, tinggalkan aku, tinggalkan aku. Oh oh no. Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika
berkata.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
There is bitter in every day, but then I feel it, that you be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way, but then I would go to be in outer space. Bitter love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you feeling great. Is there to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the story when last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you feel it right. Is it to be or it is not to be? Love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. But then I would grow to be in outer space. But sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. Like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. With a rainbow.
Listener, after this, we will listen to Indonesian Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, welcome back to our program, Indonesian Wonder. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder comes to greet you with the title Topeng Ireng from Central Java. Listener, Topeng Ireng, or known as Dayakan, is the traditional art that has been thrived in the Magelang Regency area, Central Java, for a long time. Topeng Ireng or Dayakan is a form of new creation folk dance. The name Topeng Ireng comes from the word Totolempeng Irama Kencang. Toto means to organize, lempeng means straight, irama means tone, and kencang means loud. Therefore, in Topeng Ireng performances, the dancers line up straight and are accompanied by loud and energetic rhythmic music. Topeng Ireng dance is a form of traditional art performance that combines Islamic religious propagations and pencaksilat. Not surprisingly, this dance is always accompanied by upbeat music and songs with Islamic verses. In addition to the propagations of Islam, this dance performance also describes the life of rural communities living on the slopes of Merapi Merbabu. Topeng Ireng art is believed to have been developed in the community on the slopes of Merapi Merbabu since the Dutch colonial era. After that, the art of Topeng Ireng performance grows. When Muslims build a mosque, before the dome is installed, it will be paraded around the village. The processions will be followed by the entire community around the mosque, with dances accompanied by tambourines and verses of praise. In its journey, the art developed into the art of Topeng Ireng. Topeng Ireng dance has simple movement. There are no complicated gestures, because the main point of this dance is cohesiveness. The more dancers participating, the more beautiful the collaboration that is created. The dance also comes from a defined pencaksilat movement. This dance movement is not monotonous. From time to time, new innovations are always made in every Topeng Ireng performances. Indonesian Wonder.
If your voice, if your touch, if your kiss, if your eyes, if your smile, they were mine. You know I want for you to be by my side. Gonna think, gonna change, kau punyaku. Matamu, tatapmu, ku rindu. Seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. You love me 'cause kau cintaku. you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Dan daram, nataram, taram, taram.
Listener, right now we are going to listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a staff member at a sea turtle conservatory. The staff told Chris about the impact if the sea turtles are left unprotected. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Kalau tidak dilindungi, kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. I will say it twice and you can repeat after me. Kalau, kalau, which means if. Penyu, penyu, which means sea turtle. Dikonservasi, dikonservasi, which means being conserved. Kehidupan, kehidupan, which means life. Terumbu karang, terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terganggu, terganggu, which means disturbed. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. Pulau Serangan. Pulau Serangan, which means Serangan Island. Tiga jenis. Tiga jenis, which means three kinds. Penyu hijau. Penyu hijau, which means green sea turtle. Penyu sisik. Penyu sisik, which means hawksbill sea turtle. Penyu lekang. Penyu lekang, which means olive ridley sea turtle. In this conversation, you hear the expression, kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reef will be disturbed. In the expression, there is the conditional conjunction, kalau. Kalau, which means if. It connects the clause penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi. Penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi, which means the sea turtle are not conserved. And the clause kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu, which means the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. The first clause mentioning sea turtles is the condition or cause, while the second clause mentioning coral reef is the result of consequences. The two clauses are connected with the word kalau, kalau, which means if. Another example, let's listen another use of conditional conjunction kalau, kalau, which means if. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain, which means if they lack of food, the turtle will prey each other. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Which means if you come late, you will be late for the flight. For your information, in Indonesian, there are several animals similar to penyu. Penyu, which means sea turtle. They are kura-kura. Kura-kura, which means tortoise. Bulus. Bulus, which means Asiatic soft-shell turtle. And labi-labi. Labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle. Kura-kura. Kura-kura, which means tortoise, has legs and lives in land and water. While bulus, bulus, and labi-labi, labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle, have flipper for legs and a soft shell and live in fresh water. before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. It's about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nugroho Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Mencari seorang raja yang ku pinta, langkah demi langkah terus berjalan hitari dunia. Degup kencang jantung terus berpacu dalam getar ragu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia.
listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Nuansa Bening by Afifa. The song, which had been sung by Ahmad Dhani, was previously sung by Fidi Aldianos, released on December 24, 2008. In fact, Nuansa Bening is not Fidi Aldianos' original song. He covered an old song created and popularized by Kinan Nasution and his gang. The song describes the feeling of love that grows gradually toward someone who seems ordinary at first. The first time you meet, there are no special feelings. However, as time goes by and you get to know them better, you start to find special things about them. Well, listener, here is Afifa with the keroncong song Nuansa Bening. Enjoy!
Thank you so much for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast, but don't go anywhere because after this Voice of Indonesia, we'll accompany you in the next hours in Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account and VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Again, +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for listener for accompanying me. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
这是由佳岛 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率3325千赫和4755千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。听众朋友您好，我诺法，祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息。其中之一是贸易部长乌迪桑多索支持创意经济行业参与值降低市场扩张到全球水平。我们还会播放一些在印度尼西亚流行的歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的美丽，给你介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的独特。还是本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。Voice of Indonesia， 中印度尼西亚面向世界，现在报道新闻。印度尼西亚创意经济部长的古里夫提哈萨表示，为了建立和加强可持续的创意经济生态系统，需要政府、企业、学术界、金融机构、媒体和实体的流落线开展广泛合作。里夫提哈萨2025年3月23日在雅加达波罗布鲁酒店与贸易部和国家网络和加密机构签署谅解备忘录时发表讲话时传达了这一点。里夫提希望本次流落线合作晋升创意经济部基石计划 ASTAC Aircraft 为止，八项创意经济能够得到追逐事实，并为创意经济活动家带来最大的利益。此外，此次合作预计将为创意经济活动局创造10万个创业空间，并可吸纳多达10万名合格工人。我们希望通过和多方的合作，今年能为创意经济从业局打造10万个创业空间。如果一个创意经济从业局能带动5名员工，那么总共可以吸纳60万人的就业安慰。创意经济部长的古里夫提哈萨进一步解释说，各部委或者机构之间的合作有望加强创意经济价值链的每个阶段，从创造、生产、分配、消费到保护。创意经济部与贸易部签署了关于支持 Pasar Ekraf 计划的本地创意经济产品的市场进入的谅解备忘录，同时与国家网络和加密机构签署了关于包括信息和电子交易的谅解备忘录，以支持创意经济书籍的计划。印度尼西亚和澳大利亚致力于通过在贸易和投资、关键扩展、电动汽车和电池、农业和粮食安全、教育、研究、国防和安全以及人文关系等等战略领域的互利合作，继续发展全面战略伙伴关系。这是印度尼西亚外交部长苏吉奥诺和澳大利亚外交贸易部长黄信贝在悉尼会晤时达成的。 因此 gamlu.go.id 的消息称，在会议中，印度尼西亚和澳大利亚还同意加强该地区的防务和安全合作。印度尼西亚和澳大利亚外长也一直认为，建立两国间的相互信任和理解友谊非常重要。外交部长苏吉安诺还表示，这次访问表示指印度尼西亚与澳大利亚之间建立在共同价值观、相互尊重主权以及为印度太平洋地区乃至世界和平与繁荣做出贡献的坚定承诺基础上的强有力伙伴关系。此外，印度尼西亚外交部长苏吉安诺和澳大利亚外交部长黄英还同意更新印度尼西亚与澳大利亚全面战略伙伴关系行动计划。该新的计划将列出未来合作的重点优先事项。在会见中，澳大利亚外交部长表示，改善与印度尼西亚的经济关系对于澳大利亚的经济多元化努力至关重要，特别是通过不断扩大东南亚市场。印度尼西亚贸易部长布迪桑多索支持转移经济行业值将其施展国占到全球水平。布迪桑多索周日表示，专业经济领域有很多服务产品，对印度尼西亚来说，这些产品是出口机会，但他认为这些机会仍然不多。这次出口活动也符合贸易部的中小微型企业可以出口计划。该计划富有可以帮推销中小微型企业产品的海外代表性文书，为了提高竞争力，加速中小微型企业敢于创新，积极适应出口简称 UMKM Visa Export 计划的成功，贸易部指定了产品开发、商业产业局发展和出口市场开发新式的辅导计划。贸易部长还称，印度尼西亚在国外有33名贸易代表，每个月至少向外国代表进行33次推介或者产品推介。他还表示，2025年1月共进行了32场商业配对会、40场推介会，总交易额达到$5,200,000。与此同时，二月份这一数字降到$3,500,000。外交部长称，中国贸易就意味着印度尼西亚得到了其他国家的认可。这是一个好的开始，让朋友们有信心并可以竞争，因此需要合作来发展专业产业。新闻播送完了 Voice of Indonesia 中印度尼西亚面向世界。